You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
This morning, there are some very happy Republicans following VP nominee Sarah Palin's speech last night on the floor at the convention hall in St. Paul. It was her first major speech, her first time addressing the delegates, and the first time many Americans have ever heard her. But not before her speech came, I should say, after a few warm-up speeches, including former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who certainly launched his own assaults. And Takeaway political director Andrea Bernstein was there watching it all from the floor. And Andrea, boy, Giuliani, he certainly went for it last night.
Yes, he warmed up the crowd. And to those of us who've watched Giuliani's career for some time, there's nothing that he loves more than a good punch. And he was punching last night. He was striking out at Barack Obama. He was having a great time. He went off script. He went over time. And he was using his own biography to mock Barack Obama, saying things like, when has he ever stood up in a crisis?
Not a personal attack, a statement of fact. Barack Obama has never led anything, nothing, nada.
So really a preview, Andrea, there of the GOP strategy against Obama and Biden.
That's right. And there was a lot of mocking of Obama's community organizing in Chicago by both Giuliani and later by vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin. David Plouffe, Barack Obama's campaign manager, has already sent out a response to that early this morning to Barack Obama supporters saying, look, they're mocking you. Community organizing is the way we change Washington. But Giuliani really rocked the crowd. There had been two kind of lackluster speeches, one by Mitt Romney, who I've heard him give some excellent speeches, but this one sounded like it was from a different decade. Very us and them, very much talking about the Washington liberal establishment. Then Huckabee came out, and he gave a speech. But when Giuliani came out, the crowd just stood, and they roared, and they wouldn't let him speak. And he did this thing where he sort of tried to make it suggest that the Republicans are the grassroots people and the Democrats, I mean, Barack Obama, son of a single mother, part of his life he was on food stamps, but to this crowd, it's Barack Obama who's the elitist.
I'm sorry that Barack Obama feels that her hometown isn't cosmopolitan enough. I'm sorry, Barack, that it's not flashy enough. Maybe they cling to religion there.
Ooh. Andrea, it's always so interesting to watch, and both parties do this, sort of the spin unfolding, because I don't think Barack Obama has been directly critical of Sarah Palin to date. It's been Democratic members or other people.
Well, that's right. As a matter of fact, the Democratic Party's been very light on Sarah Palin. If anything, the criticism has come from the media. But there was this conflation last night between what John McCain used to refer to as his base, a.k.a. the media, not the people in the hall here, who in fact are the Republican base, and the Democratic Party. And both Rudy Giuliani and the other speakers were suggesting that somehow the media and the Democrats were in this cabal to go after Sarah Palin.
Well, I don't know if the Democrats have been light on Sarah Palin. I mean, they were certainly talking about experiences off the table now because of her. So I don't know if I buy that. But I do think that the tone of this convention has, and you sort of alluded to it a moment ago, they've turned the tables on the Democrats in a sense. You know, all these hand-painted speeches, it seems very folksy there in St. Paul, and it makes Denver look almost corporate, and the elitist charge suddenly seems to stick.
That's right, and that's by design. And when Sarah Palin came out last night, she introduced the five members of her family, and she talked about being the mayor of a small town, and then she invoked Harry Truman in talking about the sincerity of small-town people.
They're the ones who do some of the hardest work in America, who grow our food and run our factories and fight our wars. They love their country in good times and bad, and they're always proud of America.
Some of the criticisms that she's faced, it sounds like Sarah Palin last night took them one by one, including the notion that she's got no foreign policy experience.
That's right. And she began to talk about the war in Iraq in a very offensive way. And it's interesting because Republicans have been sort of muted on the war, and they were through much of the primary season. But last night they came out swinging and painted the war as if almost as if it was a throwback to 2004, when the argument of the Bush campaign was, we have the strategy that will protect our nation. The Democrats have the weak strategy. Here is Sarah Palin talking about Barack Obama.
Victory in Iraq is finally in sight, and he wants to forfeit. Terrorist states are seeking nuclear weapons without delay. He wants to meet them without preconditions. Al-Qaeda terrorists still plot to inflict catastrophic harm on America, and he's worried that someone won't read them their rights.
Well, there's one check for her. The other thing is about how much experience she has. There's been lots of questions and lots of talk and lots of reaction from the Republicans who say she's plenty experienced, but we actually heard her address that issue last night.
That's right. She starts talking about the closest nation to Alaska, which is, of course, Russia.
With Russia wanting to control a vital pipeline in the Caucasus and to divide and intimidate our European allies by using energy as a weapon, we cannot leave ourselves at the mercy of foreign suppliers.
And she does this very interesting thing now. There's been this sort of theme all night, the drill, baby, drill. One Republican said to me, oh, I thought we weren't supposed to say drill. We were supposed to say explore. But this became a theme of the night, that Republicans support offshore drilling, that drilling is the right thing to do. And she goes from this sort of sweeping foreign policy statement to linking it right down to her Alaska roots.
Americans, we need to produce more of our own oil and gas and take it from a gal who knows the North Slope of Alaska. We've got lots of both.
A gal. And she can pronounce nuclear, too. Did you hear that?
Yeah,
that's a headline.
She said that quite well. But it sounds like, Andrea, that there was almost a collective sigh of relief in the midst of all that clapping, that Sarah Palin stood up and she delivered on what many Republicans thought were points that she needed to make forcefully and clearly.
Absolutely. There was one delegate who said to me last night, I said, are you nervous before the speech? And he said, well, I'm looking at this as if I would the birth of a child. It's going to be a great event, but I hope it all goes well. And afterwards, people were sort of roaring. They were shouting. They were crying USA. They were saying, hit it out of the ballpark. They were waving their flags. And she wraps up the speech by doing, you know, what vice presidential candidates are supposed to do, which is sort of vouch for the presidential candidate, but in a way in which she links the central Republican argument about John McCain, that he's an honorable man, to the sort of small-town person that she is.
It's the journey of an upright and honorable man, the kind of fellow whose name you will find on war memorials in small towns across this great country, only he was among those who came home.
I think John just referred to this, but this gal language and fellow language, it does all sound very folksy.
Right, right. And McCain came up on stage and did just one line saying, what was I right, huh? I mean, he was pretty proud looking. What does he have to do tonight? I mean, in some ways, he wouldn't want to follow this. Does he have to top her?
Well, I think that the big drama was last night because people had never seen her. They didn't know how she would do. And, you know, we have yet to see how she's going to play in Peoria and whether this red meat that she was throwing out is something that the rest of the nation wants to hear. But what John McCain needs to do is cap it all off. And, you know, one Republican last night when Sarah Palin and Rudy Giuliani began to attack the Republican Party and say, we've distinguished ourselves, I said, well, how does that make you feel as a Republican? Isn't this the base of the Republican Party? And he said, oh, she must be referring to other elements of the Republican Party. So that's the task of John McCain for tonight, is to be able to talk against the Republicans while rousing the Republicans in the hall.
Andrea Bernstein, many thanks again for bringing a whole lot of clarity to us here at The Takeaway.
Thank you.
Andrea Bernstein, the Takeaway's political director, reporting to us from St. Paul. She'll be back tomorrow morning with more. And here's what one of you thought.
This is David Alexander in Queens. She compared herself to a pit bull with lipstick. There's not much difference between the two, is there? We have to be very careful to see through this cheering, cheerful, strong image and look at what they're standing for.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.